At Vanguard, you're more than just an investor. You're an owner. That means your priorities are Vanguard's too. So whether you're planning for retirement or trying to save up for your next big adventure, Vanguard will work alongside you to set personalized investment goals. That's the value of ownership. All investing is subject to risk. Vanguard is owned by its funds, which are owned by Vanguard's fund shareholder clients. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Welcome to the Fantasy NBA Today podcast.
Sorry, friends. I know this one's a little bit later than usual. It is not by design. My poor older kid has strep. He's making a YouTube video, actually, two rooms over. Not live. He's not live on air. He's taping it. We have a secret private channel just for him. My heart. Poor dude, man. He's hanging in there. A lot of meds coursing through the veins of a seven-year-old. And now because of that, as soon as this is over, we got to go pick up his younger brother from preschool and go get him prophylactically tested to see if he has it and is just asymptomatic with strep. So we're having a great time here in the Bespris household today. Spent the 8 to 11 hours getting the test. That only took like 30, 40 minutes because we have an amazing pediatrician. And then we spent 2 hours literally driving all over Los Angeles because no pharmacies have Ceftonair right now because every kid in the whole country has frickin' strep. Literally out of the antibiotic. So then we went back to the doctor. They changed the prescription to a different antibiotic, and then we finally got things going. And so that's why the day has gotten off to an extraordinarily late start. But that said, we also are a condensed today. So we got to get rumbling. We got to get rumbling quick. Let's do that now. I'm Dan Bespris. This is Fantasy NBA Today, a Sports Ethos presentation. We are going to haul our rumps through a 14-game recap. Make no mistake, we'll still pause where things need to be discussed. But where they don't, we ain't wasting a second. Detroit lost again. No surprises there. My good friend Shemezi Metu had 7-11 with a three-pointer. Didn't shoot the ball that well, though, and didn't get any defensive stats, so it ended up as a bit of a down game for him. I'm still good with Roland Metu. He's been really good lately. I'm not picking up Evan Fournier after a 21-point game off the bench. Everything else for the Pistons stays the same. Marcus Sasser is your very light threes and assists, a little bit of each combo categories only type of play. Campaign got the spot start for Kyle Lowry, was sitting out one half of this one for the Philadelphia 76ers, one half of the back-to-back. Joel Embiid played 36 minutes. He just looked like himself. I don't play Campaign. I know he had three steals and floated his value, but overall he's a low ceiling nine category guy, and he's not going to be very good in the next one. Tyrese Maxey also sat this one out, so another reason that Campaign was in there. And another reason that Kelly Oubre continued to get 16 shots. So continue to play Oubre, play Tobias Harris, play Joel Embiid. Nobody else is worth a stream on this team. Play Maxey, obviously, when he comes back. And yes, Buddy Hield at 18 points. No, I don't care because it's his first decent game in a month. Oubre's the guy you're watching to see if he tapers off when all of the superstars are back together. Next, Indy put up a buck 40. Obi Toppin had 23 off the bench. He goes through these shooting heaters every once in a while. And if you really wanted to do something with it, you could. But I don't have the patience for that nonsense. I'm still rolling with my usual few. Miles Turner, who had a down ball game. I don't care. He'll be fine. TJ McConnell, who's just been kicking butt over the last month now. Another 17-7 game for TJ Halliburton and Pascal Siakam. And on the Raptors side, everybody in, everybody out. Line change Raptors, depending on who's getting rest on a given night. If they're healthy, Olynyk, Trent are basically your, and Emmanuel Quickley are your three guys you can play in nine cat. RJ Barrett is a points league option. You're not playing Ochai Agbaji. You're not playing Bruce Brown. Javon Freeman Liberty had 20-8 in this ballgame, but not going to take a plunge down that route. Looking at the next ballgame, however, it does seem like Olynyk and Barrett and Trent, they may all get the game off. And if that's the case and you've got Emmanuel Quickley and then all these other dudes, maybe you try Jordan Nwora out? I find it very hard to say you should play Javon Freeman Liberty because I feel like in the next ballgame he's going to shoot 2-for-11 and the whole thing's going to come crashing down. You could also just ignore the nonsense. That wouldn't be a bad idea. Dallas, you've got a top three. Luka, Kyrie, Daniel Gafford. That's an easy one. Keep moving. Charlotte, Brandon Miller, Miles Bridges, top two. That always works. Grant Williams, 32 minutes as the starting center. This game was a little bit quieter because the Mavs stretch you out and just destroy anybody that's trying to work out towards the perimeter as a big man. But Grant Williams as the starting center is a hold and a start. I have no problem with that. Trey Mann and Vasilij Micic are more along the lines of the category types. Mann, you're looking for boards, assists, and steals. A little bit of each of those. Micic, you're more looking for just like straight assists and hoping that everything else is good enough. But your three everyday guys are Miller, Bridges, and right now, Grant Williams. Boston got beat by Milwaukee. The Milwaukee side is certainly the easier or the more interesting one from just like a what does it mean the rest of the week standpoint. For Boston, they played a handful of their regulars. Drew, Derek White, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown were all in there, but both big men were not. No Al Horford, no Kristaps Porzingis. So Xavier Tillman got the start. Luke Kornet got 21 bench minutes, but it was actually Sam Hauser that got the big bump in playing time for Boston. He had 8 points in 28 minutes off the bench. I mean, you guys know what to do. If the big men are back in the next one, but Tatum, Brown, Drew, White, if any combination of those guys is out, you'd roll Peyton Pritchard out there, and you could probably go Hauser again. And frankly, you should probably go Porzingis and Horford when they come back. But again, like the issue here, of course, is who's going to play? It's a back-to-back for Boston tomorrow and the following day. They got the Knicks, and then they got the Hornets. It feels like they'll probably play the Knicks and not the Hornets, but who knows? Season means nothing to them right now. They're the comfortable number one, so these games are pointless. So yeah, you wait it out, you see what the hell happens, and then you make your call. Plenty of streaming options, though, with the Celtics. And for the Bucks, the streaming options went from stream to maybe a little bit more than that. Patrick Beverley got the start, which initially was just because they got tired of playing Malik Beasley with the starting five. And, you know, as Pat Bev always does, he brings a whole bunch of energy, and they got off to a better start with him. And the Bucks are in the middle of a back-to-back. They've got Orlando in the next one. And then Giannis exited with some lower leg and Achilles stuff. They call it a soleus strain is where we're at right now. And we have no idea if he might miss the week, a couple weeks, more. But what we do know is that we're going to get a lot of Damian Lillard. When Middleton plays, which he won't in the back-to-back, he'll be doing a lot. Brooke Lopez is going to be asked to shoot a little bit more. And Patrick Beverley in more of a feature role, which seems nuts, but that's kind of what happens here because you take Giannis out of the equation, a lot of rebounds get put up for grabs. You're going to see a lot of Bobby Portis. He was a great play last time, and if they really have gone Beverley over Beasley, Pat Bev's probably a play also. So Middleton when he's in, Dame, Portis, Giannis when he's in, obviously, but he's out. Brooke Lopez, Pat Beverley. That's your list right now for a Bucks team. And that's the kind of the beauty of a gigantic usage guy going down is it sometimes bumps two guys over the cut line. Miami took care of Atlanta with bonus time. Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Tyler Hero, all very safe choices. Terry Rozier sat this one out, and it was Nikola Jovic who had the big fill-in game, but you're not going to try to guess. That's bad. That's bad. Don't try to guess who's going to have the fill-in game. Just go with the big names there and stick it out. Jalen Johnson hurt his ankle again. again with the ankle crap, which means DeAndre Hunter is back in everybody's good graces, and you'll go Bogdan Bogdanovich, DeJounte Murray, DeAndre Hunter, and Clint Capella, although it sounds like Trae Young might be gunning to make his return. If that's the case, I don't really know if Hunter stays above the cut line. They like his defense, but you know he's not going to get 23 shots when Trey's back in there with Murray. I think you could have Hunter see how it goes. I don't think it's going to be that bad necessarily of a ball game, but it certainly does take any of the upside out of the equation. So he becomes more of a 50-50 play, more of, I think, of a point stream, and don't expect to get much else, which in this one he got much else, but you know, a crap ton of extra playing time did the trick there. No Kyle Kuzma again for Washington. Still playing Jordan Poole, though, so we haven't been able to attack our favorite bench player, which is Jared Butler, yet. Anthony Gill got the start at center with Vucevic and Rashawn Holmes out. I'd be reticent to go Gill because they played a very large opponent, and so they had to go a little bit bigger. When they played smaller teams, you've seen Denny Avdia run at the five. Patrick Baldwin got a bunch of playing time. He had 15, 6, and 4 with a couple of steals. Wizards, you know, I mean, look, they're not going to put up a buck 21 against everybody as expected. I think I said on yesterday's podcast I thought the Wolves would take this game very lightly and you'd get an okay game out of Washington, and you did because the Wolves had that big Lakers game, so this was the sort of prototypical, yeah, we can go at 80% and we'll be fine. Your safe plays are Avdija, Poole, and Kispert. That's the safe plays. I'm not confident enough to go with Gill or Baldwin. That's just me. Naz Reid got punted early, so that meant that someone was going to step up, and the question of who was it going to be between Kyle Anderson, Jordan McLaughlin, and Nickeil Alexander-Walker, and it was Alexander Walker. But for the most part now, you're playing Naz Reid, Mike Conley, Rudy Gobert, and Anthony Edwards, and that's as far as you go in traditional nine-cat. If you are category hunting, slow-mo gives you that sort of boards, assists, steals combo, but there's no guarantee that he puts up decent numbers on a given night. And so my valuation on him hasn't changed, and I'm certainly not doing anything with Alexander Walker. See, we're moving fast today, guys. No room for slowdown. Knicks beat the Bulls. This game involved one of the dumbest plays you'll see all year. Wasn't on the Knicks side. Jalen Brunson, monster game. Josh Hart, monster game in 46 minutes. Good Lord. Isaiah Hartenstein, quality game. DiVincenzo, OG Anunoby, all these guys had nice games. You're starting the starters for the Knicks. For the Bulls, Andre Drummond, who back to his sort of traditional, it was going to be probably about 18, 19 minutes off the bench because Alex Caruso was back, only played 4 minutes because Torrey Craig tried to throw an alley-oop to himself. Drummond thought it was to him. They collided, looked like morons, and on the very next play, Drummond turned his ankle. It was like the basketball god saying, no more. The question of whether or not to play Javonte Green is still kind of lingering out there.
At Vanguard, you're more than just an investor. You're an owner. That means your priorities are Vanguard's too. So whether you're planning for retirement or trying to save up for your next big adventure, Vanguard will work alongside you to set personalized investment goals. That's the value of ownership. All investing is subject to risk. Vanguard is owned by its funds, which are owned by Vanguard's fund shareholder clients. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires. Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
We're waiting on Ayo Dosunmu. I think I'm still leaning towards no on Javonte, but, you know, if you're, he had a couple of good shooting games before this one, and 30 minutes is enough to get some energy stuff. I'm going to lean towards no. We might miss a decent ball game, and with Drummond out, it probably secures Green's minutes a little bit more because they'll have no choice but to run a little bit smaller. So he's probably right on about the 50-50 coin flip as to whether his next ball game is going to be decent. And I would rather skip it and miss out on an okay game as opposed to playing Green and getting a stinker. So give me the four regulars and not Javonte. And you know what? If we miss out, then we miss out. Oh, well. San Antonio took care of Memphis, snapped a losing streak against them. Wemby, 18-7-6, seven blocks again. He's crazy. Julian Champagne, another nice ball game, 17-3-1, two steals, three three-pointers on good percentages. A lot to like there. Malachi Branham had 10 points inefficiently before leaving this one early. And Trey Jones should be fine. Sandro Mamukelashvili had 11-16 in his start at power forward here. I'm gonna pass on Sandro in nine cat. If Wemby has, by the way, been ruled out, you can try Zach Collins for a game. That's also okay. Very short term stream. Talking this fast is making me lose my voice quickly. Brandon Clark had 14. Didn't do much else in this one. Good percentage on the field goal percentage. Did get a steal and a block, so not all was lost. But certainly we wanted more. Jordan Goodwin seems like he's playing nightly right now as they've embraced the full tank. He had 10-19 with 5 assists, so go ahead and play Goodwin. Trey Jameson is playing with Jaren Jackson out. This is probably a better line for him, 14-9, stealing a block. I think I would shy. Well, with Clark sitting out the next one, you could probably go Trey Jameson if you need mostly points and some rebounds, but not that great on the percentages side. My favorite Grizzlies to play right now are Goodwin, Clark, and Scottie Pippen Jr., who's been putting up some pretty nice across-the-board numbers. He shot truly horribly in this ballgame and still somehow had a pretty damn good fantasy game because of 7 boards, 5 assists, 4 steals, a block, 6 out of 7 free throws as well. So give me Scottie Pippen, give me Jordan Goodwin, give me Clark when he's healthy enough to go. No to G.G. Jackson, no to Xavier Simpson, no to Jack White, who apparently has abandoned his music career. No to Tim Allen. I wanted to make a home improvement joke, but I think Josh already made it, so I can't do it. Although I would love to go. Can we do that? We'll do that. Trey Jameson is the other one that's kind of the 50-50. He's my 50-50 guy. With Clark out, there's kind of no backup center, so I would say Jameson is probably a go. If Clark and Jaren Jackson are both sitting, if one of those guys is in, and JJJ might be done. He's probably done. Bane is almost definitely done. Then I would be a little more cautious. So Pippen, Goodwin, Clark, the three guys that are yeses for me, and then Jameson when there's no competition at all. Orlando, don't really care. No Franz Wagner, so it was kind of like a, hey, you want to produce some fantasy value? And Markel Fultz was the guy who kind of got close. But mostly it was just another good game for Jalen Suggs. Jonathan Isaac played 20 minutes, so that was going to be good enough. But we never know ahead of time if he's going to play 20. That's the issue with Jonathan Isaac, is that, you know, in the previous game he played, what, 4 minutes? Something absurd like that? He still makes a lot of sense as a Roto Games Cap guy, but you just, there's no way to know when to deploy him. Wendell Carter Jr., points and rebounds stream only, and you could see from this ball game why you don't go full bore on him. Freddie VanVleet, Jabari Smith Jr., Amen Thompson are your safe plays for Houston. Jalen Green has cooled. He's gone cold. The month of March is over. March Green has turned into April showers. Bum, 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 bum. Which is a shame, too, because if he kept up his pace from last month, he was going to get so violently overdrafted next year. Now he'll probably just get a tiny bit overdrafted. I would love it if Jalen Green had taken a big step forward, but, you know, guys have obscene heaters sometimes, and he's a guy that, when he gets nuts, he gets real nuts. But, yeah, that's, in the words of Arnold from The Last Action Hero, to be or not to be on Jalen Green, not to be. Sacramento got off to a quick start and then faded as the Thunder, with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander back and Jalen Williams also, looked like a good team again. How about them apples? Domantas Sabonis' double-double streak came to an end in this ball game. Wow. I just realized that while talking about it. By the way, if you're wondering why Dan, me, talking in the third person is so high on Keon Ellis, that is why. That was my very bad half-hearted ladies' man impersonation. That is why. I called it the Great Western Forum. 26 points, 6 boards, 5 assists, 2 steals, 2 blocks, and 8 three-pointers for Keon Ellis, but it wasn't enough. That's why he's a play. Ladies and gentlemen, that's why he's a play. For OKC, you can go back to going Shea, Jalen Williams, and Chet Holmgren. I know Dort had 18 points, but I don't care. And Josh Giddey went back to being trash. Denver, they can rotate one guy in and out of the lineup if they like, but I'm not going to do much with it. Christian Brown got the start for Aaron Gordon in this one, and he was fine, but inconsistently so. Just go with the regulars. KCP has been borderline all year. He's kind of a threes and steals stream for the most part. But MPJ, Jamal, Jokic, those are your 9-cat guys. And then you've known what to do with them all year. I don't need to tell you what to do with them on April frickin' 10th. And if you're wondering why I was sort of semi a little bit high on Omer Yurtseven, even after a couple of bad ball games, this is the reason. They went up against a legitimate center, and they were like, look, Yurtseven, we got no shot at winning this game anyway, but we're going to get blown out by 45 if you don't play. And so he got 37 minutes and had a really big 20 and 11 double-double with nice percentages and a couple of steals. This is also why I don't trust anybody else on Utah. The rest of these guys' fantasy games stink. Baisley, he's been terrible fantasy-wise for years. Taylor Norton Tucker had 24 points, but you guys don't need me to tell you how bad he's been at fantasy. Luka Samanich had 15 and 10. In sort of an out-of-nowhere performance, but you ain't going to do anything with that until you see it 3 times. Hendricks, no. Sensabaugh, no. Juzang, no. Keontae George is ruining teams, so it's Yurtseven. And then if we happen to see Colin Sexton again, or bust.
Vanguard is working hard to balance opportunity and risk for investors in this time of volatile yields. We know financial advisors are working hard to do the same. Visit vanguard.com/fixed income today. Important information. All investing is subject to risk, including the possible loss of the money you invest. Bond funds are subject to the risk that an issuer will fail to make payments on time and that bond prices will decline because of rising interest rates or negative perceptions of an issuer's ability to make payments. Vanguard Marketing Corporation, distributor.
Pel's got their freebie the rest of the way here over Portland. Trey Murphy, CJ McCollum, Zion, Herb are your safe plays. JV actually got 21 minutes, so that was kind of nice. Presumably because they had DeAndre Ayton on the other side, but also maybe they just felt bad about killing him against good teams. And they were like, all right, JV, you can play against this crapper team. Go ahead. Go do something. JV's a drop these days, sadly. And Brandon Ingram is not that far from coming back. You know, if the Pelicans have a game against a massive opposing center, you might see a little more JV, but it's just not consistent enough. For the Blazers, DeAndre Ayton continues to be a monster down the stretch. Why he's still playing, I have no idea, but he missed a lot of games earlier and probably just figures, you know what, I'll make up for it now. Scoot got 15 assists while tanking your turnovers and field goal percent. Kind of the classic, do you need assists? Well, do you need anything else? That's what Scoot is right now, but it's a glimpse at what could be. Can the turnovers get down to 3 next year? Can the field goal percent be low to mid-40s instead of garbage? That's all it would take, because the outlines of incredible talent are pretty obvious. Jabari Walker had 10 more rebounds and nothing else. Delino Banton had 13-3-3 with a block. Quieter game for him, but he's been good enough from a usage standpoint to overwhelm the bad stuff. So you're going Ayton, you're going Banton. If you need assists and nothing else, you're going Scoot. If you need boards and nothing else, you're going Jabari Walker. And then Chris Murray is, did you not get a chance to pick up Julian Champagny? Well, here's your other. No, that's Chimezi Metu. Here's your other Julian Champagny. It's Chris Murray. Think of fat bastard when I do that. Babies. Clippers. Winners on the road without most of their guys. This was Paul George versus the world. Next. You will take on the Space Mutants. Russell Westbrook got a start and triple-doubled. As if to say, I'm not dead. Hi, Russ. Had 5 turnovers, missed a bunch of shots, but you know what? The energy was there, and that's kind of what the team needed in this one. They're resting everybody in the second half of this thing. What does that mean? Well, you know, no Paul George, no James Harden, no Kawhi. It's not clear if Kawhi Leonard is even going to play again the rest of this regular season, so he might sadly be droppable. I mean, Roto, you just hang on until the bitter end. Head-to-head, if he's sort of clogging up an IL spot you need for someone else, Kawhi doesn't look like he's playing again. Who's going to do stuff? Well, with all those guys out, Russ, if he plays, is going to have a giant counting stats game and then just pray to the fantasy gods he doesn't shoot 12% from the field with 9 turnovers. And you've got to figure that Norman Powell is going to do more than have 10 points on 12 shots. How could they possibly compete if he doesn't? As Terrence Mann double-doubling seems unlikely to happen again. It's got to be Norm. It has to be. Phoenix looks like they're going to play their guys because their playoff seeding isn't all locked up. It sounds like Nurkic is back, so go with the starters. And finally, the Warriors took care of the Lakers. You know, this is a ballgame where the Warriors had their main guys and the Lakers didn't. Lakers were down Anthony Davis. Kyle Anderson popped him in the noggin in that previous ballgame, and now he's got headaches and nausea. It sounds like he probably has a concussion, even though they haven't said it. But as long as AD's out, Jackson Hayes is going to get some points and boards and field goal percent. So if you need those, you could stream him. Rui's going to take way too many shots against a good defense, as we saw here. So you go Jackson Hayes, you go D'Lo, you go Austin Reeves, you go LeBron, you go Rui. For the Warriors, Steph was back. Clay, he's been rolling in the second half of the year. Andrew Wiggins, everybody for the Warriors. This is a record-setting three-point performance, by the way, so try not to read too much into it. Steph, Clay, Draymond, and probably Trayce Jackson-Davis are your everyday guys right now. Wiggins is kind of 50-50. I would lean towards yes, because he's playing well. Podziemski, no. Chris Paul had 9 assists, mostly because the Lakers had no Anthony Davis, so they couldn't guard anybody. So Chris Paul's a no. And then Kuminga is trying to sort of work himself back into shape, but he just hasn't, and we knew he wouldn't, get nearly as hot as he got for that one little stretch. He's probably an outside the top 100 guy when it comes down to it. I don't know that any of you believed me when I said expect a reversion to the mean that will explode your brain, but we've seen it. Over the last month, he's won 30 range. Last couple of weeks, he's shot 58%, so he's bounced back up a little bit. And it all comes down to whether or not his shot is falling. When it's falling, he's been good. When it's not, he's not. I'm probably being too hard on him. Go ahead and start Kuminga also. That's fine. So Kuminga, Trayce Jackson-Davis, Draymond Green, who's playing much better at the end of the year, Clay and Steph are your definites, and Wiggins is probably a yes. You probably have 6 guys you can play on the Warriors right now. And that is your speed run through yesterday's 14-game card. Oh, my goodness. I do not have time for questions today. For that, I do apologize. I got to get things tidied up. I got to set my lineups. I got to make sure my kid is swallowing effectively with strep. And then I got to load him up, get the other kid, take him to the doctor. And I don't know, man. So apologies. I know I'm not really around today. I'm doing my darn best. Thank you to everybody that's gone out there and has liked that tweet that I was pointing to. That was basically saying, if I helped you, please do so. It's in the show description. Because I'm going to reach out, now there's 480, I'm going to reach out to all 500 of you that clicked like or replied or retweeted that thing. At some point this offseason, I'm going to ask a favor that's going to take 35 seconds, and I hope you guys will do that. So thank you to all of you. Let's keep going that thing. Yeah, that's that. Sorry for the short show. I'm hoping tomorrow goes better, but there's a chance that these kids might both be home tomorrow. Hopefully they're feeling better, at least, so then maybe I can just put them on a Disney movie and disappear for an hour. But, you know what this is? The universe is getting me. Because I was sick for like all of November and half of December and all of January, and then February and March, I was mostly healthy. And now the universe is like, Dan had it way too easy for the last month and a half. Like, since the All-Star break, I don't think anything's really been going on around here. And so now we're just getting frickin' leveled. Crushed. Hugs and kisses to you all. I'll see you guys again tomorrow. Thanks so much for watching. I'm Dan Vespers. This is Fantasy NBA Today, a Sports Ethos presentation. Like, rate, and subscribe. Woo!
At Vanguard, you're more than just an investor. You're an owner. That means your priorities are Vanguard's too. So whether you're planning for retirement or trying to save up for your next big adventure, Vanguard will work alongside you to set personalized investment goals. That's the value of ownership. All investing is subject to risk. Vanguard is owned by its funds, which are owned by Vanguard's fund shareholder clients. Vanguard Marketing Corporation Distributor.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.